Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of November 2016, and this is the 473rd Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm standing in my kitchen and I'm about to, well, not just about to, I am making myself some cauliflower cheese. I suddenly realised what time it was. It really is a hazard that this time of the year, it is light so late that it's very easy to think that it's hours earlier than it really is. And so I've just realised that I'm having a work session with my sister in about 20 minutes. And I want to record the podcast. I'll upload it whilst I'm having my work session with her, but it's trickier to record it. But I also realised that I would need to eat something because I usually go to bed after I've finished talking to her. So I'm multitasking. Multitasking isn't usually something I recommend, but needs must. And I think I'm going to need to be quite flexible in the next few days, which is not my nature. So it's good to have a little run-up to it. I'm just going to put the cauliflower onto the steamer. Like so. I'm happy to say that one of the reasons that time has got away from me today is that I've really started to take seriously the fact that this event is really imminent and that I need to be prepared. And so I have been washing baby clothes. It's like washing toy, sort of doll clothes, they're so tiny. And kind of conferring with my daughter and preparing what I need to take as well. And reading up about births, because I've never been with the last birth that I kind of remember, really. Which is hardly remembering it, was my brother's birth, which was quite a long time ago, as you can imagine. And my mother going, disappearing into hospital and coming back with the baby, basically. So it wasn't really very much at close hand. I just remember my grandmother telling us at the breakfast table that we had a brother. And then going in and seeing him. So I haven't experienced a birth myself because my daughter's adopted, and it was a very long time ago. And although I know lots of people, of course, who've given birth, I haven't sort of... When I say that was the closest I was to birth, I guess I was around in the lead-up to it and all that was involved in the preparing when my brother was born, and I haven't been involved in that way since. And of course, when I was preparing for my baby to come home, she was much older. She was 8 months old, and I had a much longer time to get ready. So it's been good kind of reading up on what to expect at the birth and afterwards, and a little bit terrifying and very exciting. So I feel as if I'm prepared now, and I'm really glad that I've reached that stage of recognizing the inevitability and the fact that it really is only a matter of about four sleeps. And I need to enter into that space. So that's where I'm at, and I'm just going to put some flour into this butter. This is a very naughty thing to be doing, and I have to say I fall back onto cauliflower cheese quite often. I'm using spelt flour because I can't really tolerate ordinary wheat flour very well. So, and actually, I really like spelt flour. It's got a nutty sort of flavour to it. It just turned you off, but you're still there. So I wonder what's going on in your life. If you're having a rather unexpected life at the moment, or not exactly, well, mine isn't unexpected, but it's certainly outside the norm. I hope you're finding ways of really entering into it and just recognizing that that's what needs to be done, and maybe some other things fall by the wayside. The priorities change somehow, and that's where I'm at now. If you are in that stage, I hope you can kind of enter into that space. Maybe you'll be able to enter into it rather more quickly than I did. But if not, I just think sometimes these things take their own time, like a birth, in fact. If you're working on some creative project of your own that isn't about birth, but is about creative birth rather than physical birth, I do hope that you can also really enter into that space. I think that's a prime thing, this being able to relinquish yourself to whatever the process is, whether it's a birth, which will just happen anyway, or whether it's a creative endeavour. So please let go if you need to. I'm going to stop now because I can see that my cauliflower cheese is going to turn out rather strangely if I don't. I realise I haven't got the milk near me and I need to put that into the sauce. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you probably on Saturday, probably not tomorrow, which would normally be a Murmurs of Mole Day. And I think, although I'm not going to be working on Murmurs of Mole, I'm not going to be producing a Murmurs of Mole, I think I do want to do a little bit of writing around Murmurs of Mole. So there may be a Murmurs that comes out later that has its inception tomorrow. Goodbye for now, and talk to you then.